The world is a beautiful but challenging place to live. And let's face it, life hits hard sometimes. So if you find your hopes and dreams and mental well-being needs a boost, you're tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Inspire Us with your host, J. Paul Nadeau, a former hostage negotiator turned motivational speaker and acclaimed author of Take Control of Your Life. And now, here's your host, J. Paul Nadeau.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Us. I am your host, J. Paul Nadeau, and I'm going to pick up where I left off on the last podcast. I'm going to be talking about my book, Reset, The Badass Guide to Living Life on Your Own Terms. I've been reading from it, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to get into it, but I wanted to give people an introduction into this book because I do believe that it's going to help save lives. It's going to help to encourage and to motivate lives, and if you're one of them, it is available on Amazon. You can pick it up. It's not available on Audible just yet. Kind of wondering if I'm going to put it on it. Probably am. But it is available in the written copy. So we've been going through a number of different things. Been talking a little bit about what a reset is and how important it is to reset. And in this podcast, I'm talking about things that we can tell ourselves when life gets hard. And there's a few lines that we can tell ourselves. And not only do we give the mantras, do we say the thing, we've got to dig deep into what the thing means. What is it we just had said to ourselves? And how can we apply what it is that we just said? Don't just say, this too shall pass. Believe it. Go deeply into it. Here's number four. I'm listed 20, and these were just 20 to get the book started. 20 things that we can tell ourselves when life gets tough. This is number four. Here it is. I can ask for help when I need. Well, yes, you bet you can. Whether it's reaching out to a friend, a loved one, or a mental health professional, it's okay to ask for help when you need it. We weren't meant to handle everything alone. Even Rocky Balboa had a coach in his corner. If the intention was for us to shoulder life's burdens entirely on our own, we might have been born into pods just like those featured in the blockbuster movie The Matrix starring Keanu Reeves. But that's not the case now, is it? We were born into the care of a mother and hopefully father, and we were meant to rely on one another. It's important to remember this fundamental truth of our existence. We were born interdependent, and it's perfectly acceptable to ask for help whenever the need to do so arises. Just because you grow to be independent doesn't mean that you can't lean on someone in tough times or share your story and struggles. Everyone has a story. From the dawn of time, when we resided in villages alongside our fellow human coconuts, we lived in a united tribe, each member contributing to the support and safety of the whole. Without this community, individual coconuts faced the perils of the untamed world alone, gathering food, battling predators, tending to wounds, and more. In those days, survival odds were grim without the collective. The tribe was essential for survival. This reality holds true today. Though the threats have evolved beyond saber-toothed tigers and flesh-eating dinosaurs, contemporary dangers have turned into heartless dream crushers, unattainable expectations, financial uncertainty, mental health trials, and a shitload more. The former predators of the past have transformed into internalized threats and saboteurs. And these sabotage narratives that circulate within our minds, painting life as dark, in dark colors. Finding a tribe of supportive people is vital, and mastering the art of seeking help is a responsibility we all share. You're not alone, and you can ask for help. Doing so whenever is needed is one of the very lifelines that can help to keep you going in times of trouble. And isn't that a badass superpower? I, for one, am a firm believer that it is. Our inherent tribal inclination to support others still lives within us. And whether it's your tribe or your professionals, the professionals you turn to, their purpose is to offer and give help. Welcome the strength found in embracing vulnerability rooted in your tribal heritage. For it's in these moments of seeking help that we can discover the potential of our authentic selves. And never, under any circumstances, underestimate the monumental potency of a simple plea for help and support. It's a spark with the potential to ignite the flames of well-being, joy, and strength to help you through this journey. Imagine this. It's similar to the concept of Jesus in the story of his crucifixion, who, despite his strength, needed help to carry his cross and burdens. Just as even the strongest among us sometimes needs a hand, you too can lean on your tribe and the resources available to you. It's through unity and vulnerability that we truly triumph. You can ask for help. And so that's the reading. And it's true, a lot of us are afraid to ask for help. We're afraid to look weak, or we think we're alone. And that's farthest from the truth. But here's a little bit of a guidepost on that. If you're going to be asking for help, make sure that you turn to a trusted person, someone within your circle, someone that you believe can help you, and someone that you can truly trust. You're not in this alone. None of us are. We can get through this life. We can get through this thing called life. And it can be a beautiful place. It can be a beautiful experience. But for all of you who are finding it unbeautiful, I want you to remember that there is hope out there and there is help out there. And if you find yourself needing help, it's all right to dial someone. It's all right to ask for help from someone, from a professional. There are groups out there. There are so many different ways we can keep connected to one another. During COVID, many of us got disconnected, and the mental health issues rose significantly because we were not meant to be disconnected. We were meant to be connected to one another. As I said in that reading, we were born into families, and we depended on them, and they supported us. And that's the way it is, and that's the way our life ought to be. So if you're finding yourself alone, just remember that you're not. Find that trusted person or call that professional and get the help that you need. And this applies to men as much as it does to women, to everyone out there, children. If you're going through something hard, if you're being bullied at school, and you think that you can't tell your mom or your dad, you're wrong. You can tell somebody. Make sure that it's a trusted person. You go to that person, you tell them you're not alone. They can help you. Don't be afraid. Don't ever be afraid to speak about what you're going through. Because somebody out there can help you. I'm J. Paul Nadeau. You've been listening to my Inspire Us podcast. The reading today has been from the book Reset, The Badass Guide to Living Life on Your Own Terms. Hope you've been enjoying it, and I want to leave you with this message. Man, woman, or child, you are not alone. Man, woman, or child, you matter. You're amazing. Remind yourself of this. Start to believe in yourself and have the confidence to turn up your dial of energy to a high value energy. And if you're going through some shit, you're going through some hard times, it's okay to ask for help. Your children out there, young people, teens, you're going to go through some help, or you're going to go through some hard times, but you can turn to your parents. You can't. You can turn to somebody. Trust somebody. Find an adult. Trust somebody and share your experiences. Now, go on out there and live life with intention.